In the lead up to Tuesday's midterm elections, many candidates made health care a central focus of their campaigns. But in Utah, Nebraska, and Idaho, voters got the chance to decide whether or not to expand Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act through a ballot initiative. And in all three of those deep red states, voters said yes. Tammy Luby is a senior writer for CNN covering health policy. Tammy, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you, Tanzina.
How notable is it that all of these states were conservative?
This is a pretty impressive, you know, move by all of these states. You know, Medicaid was a big winner in the election on Tuesday night. So you had these three states through grassroots ballot initiatives, people going around the states for months encouraging people to sign up. And, you know, they first had to get it on the ballot, which was impressive to begin with. They did that. And then they encouraged people to go to the polls. And in fact, people voted to expand. They went around their state legislatures who have resisted expanding Medicaid in these states, and they approved it.
So, and these aren't the first Republican states to adopt Medicaid expansion, even though the Republicans have sort of, under a different name, called this, you know, to demonize it in many ways as Obamacare. But does this tell us anything about changing attitudes towards the Affordable Care Act?
Right. Well, until recently, we did have 31 states, plus the District of Columbia, who had expanded. And many of those states included Republican governors. You had Michigan, Ohio, Arizona, North Dakota, New Mexico. So, and in fact, even last year, when President Trump and Congress were looking to repeal the Affordable Care Act and make changes, you know, to Medicaid expansion, repeal it in some cases or just change it, a lot of Republican governors wrote letters to their to Congress, to their representatives, saying, wait a minute, this is important to our residents. Don't do this or think twice.
And there were a couple of states on Tuesday that flipped from Republican governors to Democratic governors. I'm thinking of Maine in particular, where voters were voting to expand Medicaid, but the Republican governor didn't allow that to go through. Do you think we could see more expansion of Medicaid after by states run by Democrats?
Definitely. I mean, Maine is, you know, a perfect example. This was actually the first state to have a ballot initiative to expand it, and it passed last year, but yet there is no Medicaid expansion in Maine because the governor, Republican Paula Page, has blocked it. But now voters put in Janet Mills, who's a Democrat. They also flipped the state Senate to Democratic control. So now it looks like Maine is shortly going to have Medicaid expansion. Plus, you have states like Kansas, where the Republican state legislature last year actually passed Medicaid expansion, but it was blocked by then-Governor Sam Brownback. And now Laura Kelly, who ran on expanding Medicaid, will probably try to push it through again.
What does this tell us about how the Republican strategy might change about health care in general? Is it going to be different messaging? Are they going to call it a different name? Like, what does this tell? Because it seems like people really want their health care.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if this changes Republicans' attitudes towards Medicaid. But certainly we've seen in the last election that it's changed their attitudes towards at least part of the Affordable Care Act, you know, because these protections for people with pre-existing conditions became a key issue in the midterm elections. The Democrats were, you know, attacking their Republican rivals as saying that they wanted to take away the protections by shedding the Affordable Care Act. That's not going to happen now. You know, we have a divided Congress, so the Affordable Care Act generally is safe in at least from the lawmakers, although the Trump administration is still making changes. But
they're also promising they want to bring prescription drug prices down. Like, are they just kind of rebranding Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act?
I think they're realizing that healthcare in America has changed and they're not going to be able to go back to the pre-ACA days. They're going to have to protect pre-existing conditions. And yes, healthcare going forward is going to be very important. You had both Trump and Pelosi yesterday mention that they want to start working on lowering drug prices, which has been a big focus for both parties.
Well, we'll see what they end up doing. Tammy Luby is a senior writer for CNN covering health policy. Tammy, thank you again.
Thank you.